WFUABHL. Yeah, no, it's probably then takes place in the data and center independent. You can have an entire network. You can pick any IP address you want. You can pick 44, that's fine. Handling all of that routing within a regional area is absolutely no problem. Straightforward. You guys can control your own stuff, control it directly. But on the internet, there can only be a single advertising in the BGP stack for the 44 thing. And then you can have sub-advertisings under that assigned to what are called AS numbers. And I'm just wondering how that's handled. You're right. It is a pretty esoteric and like narrow little thing. So Jess, I may be asking a question that isn't relevant for you. And if it's handled by the Siemens people in a data center in Fenton, there's zero reason why you would have to have any awareness of that. I was just curious. The way you were talking, I thought that it was going to be brought in. That bridge, that connection, was going to be brought in here in Macomb County. That's what I was curious about. If it's being handled at a data center in Fenton, just be grateful you don't have to know any of those details, and that's perfectly fine. And I'll check out the website. There may be more discussion on that. That's the type of stuff that I do, and that's what I was wondering how that was being done for you guys. There's multiple ways of doing it with advantages and disadvantages, and I was just wondering the way that you guys had come up with it. So I'll do some more reading. It's not your job to educate me, so don't worry about that. I'll do some more reading and see what I can find.